Gearing up for the big game? We are too. Join us on the Moth Podcast for a special episode dedicated to hilarious true stories about football, family, and growing up.
I loved Franco Harris so much that in 1975, I invited him to my bar mitzvah. And he was so cool that he actually sent me a telegram.
Each week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, and above all, true. Find the Moth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 6:49 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. A shocking reality. Let's see what involves. Let's see what that entails. Let's check in with money tracker Don Grant, CFP. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. TGIF and happy Friday. I'm going to depart the a teensy bit from my usual financial reports. I ran across an article on truthfully.com on shocking realities, things we probably don't know that sound unbelievable, and it caught my eye. Boy, they sucked me right in. The first one is that Alaska is both our western and easternmost state. The massive size of the state and its proximity to the North Pole means that it stretches far to the west, and parts of the state extend into the eastern hemisphere, effectively making it the easternmost state as well. Big fact. Now, I've been a proponent of traffic circles rather than stoplights. That's because stoplights, you know, they stop traffic, and circles keep it moving. The average person spends about 180 days of their life waiting for red lights. Those living in cities wait even longer. Cleopatra ruled Egypt around 30 BC. That was 2,000 years after the pyramids were constructed. I didn't know that. The cell phone was invented fewer than 2,000 years after Cleopatra was in power. She lived closer to the age of the cell phone than the construction of the pyramids. Here's another fact. A strawberry is not a berry under the strict definition of the word. A berry must have three layers, an outer skin, fleshy middle, and seeds inside. Surprisingly, watermelons, bananas, grapes, and eggplant meet the definition of a berry. Wow. The average person walks approximately 110,000 miles in their lifetime. That's enough steps to circle the globe five times along the equator. The deadliest animal for humans is less than an inch long. Lions, bears, wolves, and even sharks combined kill fewer people annually than the mosquito. They kill nearly 1 million people a year, mainly due to malaria. The Turritopsis jellyfish is essentially immortal. It can reverse its life cycle, reverting back to its juvenile stage repeatedly. That's something that I'm glad that I can't do. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
All right, Don. Thank you, Don. Of course, Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, every weekday morning at this time here in KNSS. Jad, I got another one I'll add to Don's list.
All right.
What is the closest U.S. state to Africa?
The closest state to Africa?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Now, that most people would immediately say Florida.
Well, yeah, but I think
that's not correct.
Maybe Hawaii's probably closer.
That's an interesting guess. Yeah. Out of the box. Maine is the answer.
Maine is, yeah.
Maine is the U.S. state closest to Africa because the easternmost point in Maine, Quaddy Head, Maine, is closest to El Badouza, Morocco. In Africa, a tourist beach in Northwest Africa.
Oh, okay.
So there's your little trivia there. Maine is the closest U.S. state to the continent of Africa. It's 6:53 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and here we are on this Friday morning, the first Friday in February.
It's February 7th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Send a Card to a Friend Day. Not proven, but most likely spread by Hallmark. This day, we send a card or e-card to a friend we haven't connected with in a while. Also on this date, in 1964, a British rock group called The Beatles arrived at Kennedy Airport in New York City, marking the official arrival of Beatlemania as they embarked on their first U.S. tour. And WNBA legend Lisa Leslie nearly single-handedly beat a team during her high school playing days in 1990 when she scored 101 points in the first half of a game. Born on this day. Country music artist Garth Brooks in 1962. NBA Hall of Fame guard Steve Nash, born in 1974. Actor Ashton Kutcher, born in 1978. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Hey, sports have become more than just a game. For some, it's a passion. For many others, it's a way of life. Billions of dollars are circulated through the sports industry. You can listen to our next Odyssey conversation called Big Games, Big Money. That's a one-hour look at where we go behind the scenes and meet the people who impact and are impacted by the financial power of the sports industry. It's Odyssey Conversation, Big Games, Big Money, and that's going to be this Sunday at high noon right here on KNSS. So tune in for that. It's always some good, interesting information coming through there. So tune in to Super Bowl Sunday at noon for that. The Boy Scouts see an uptick in membership.
The Boy Scouts of America changed their title to Scouting America after participation plummeted during the COVID pandemic and the organization declared bankruptcy. The Scouts have also been plagued by sexual abuse scandals. Leadership has since attempted to revamp the organization's image, and it appears to be paying off. Scouting America has seen a 2% increase year over year with just over 1 million members. The organization is preparing to celebrate its 115th birthday Saturday. Tom Graham, Fox News.
The Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show is taking place this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
It's back for its 149th year. It's been around a while. And it's back at Madison Square Garden in New York City for the first time since the pandemic. Happy homecoming for the most prestigious canine event. After the pandemic, it moved to venues outside Manhattan because of the pandemic and other considerations. But organizers are now back, returning at the self-described world's most famous arena. So there you go. The Westminster show, Mercedes could be a winner. The German Shepherd, who was the runner-up last year, Mercedes might be the top dog this time. Or maybe Monty, the giant schnauzer, who was a finalist the last 2 years.
Monty.
The giant schnauzer. In fact, Monty won the American Kennel Club's big show just back in December and is currently the sport's top-ranked dog. Or maybe it'll be somebody we don't know about, a dark horse or a dark dog.
I'm definitely going to have to look up...
high-ranking dog.
Look this up because giant schnauzer...
Yeah, that's what Monty is described as.
I'm curious as to how large these animals are.
And there's going to be about 2,500 dogs from more than 200 breeds signed up to compete. That's a lot of dog do in Madison Square Garden over the weekend. Somebody's going to have to clean all that up.
Well, giant schnauzer is big, but not
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Not Marmaduke.
No.
All right, it's 6:55 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We have a... two more great hours to come your way, the 7 o'clock hour and the 8 o'clock hour, right here with Steve and Ted. We'll tell you about, will we ever get that Northwest Side bypass around Wichita to Goddard? Well, they're talking about it again anyway. So those details are on the way. News, sports, business, weather, traffic as well. KNSS News Time is 6:55.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.